Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it as BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. So we're across the country, and you can give us a call and add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. On your Delhi program, National Talk Black. So looking for all your mob to give us a call and have a yarn and yarn up what's happening with your mob, with your organisation, with your business, with your group, with your family. Either way, all ears, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 0457-140-550. And you can have a yarn that way as well. Otherwise, check us out on Facebook, and that's BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all the traditional owners across this Delhi country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, and keep your conversation going across the nation. Thanks to NERS. To Delhi. Delhi, welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, call us on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. Now, a new Horn Island store taking shape ahead of mid-year opening. The construction of the new Ibis supermarket on Horn Island is progressing rapidly with the steel framework now in place and a grand opening scheduled for mid-year 2020. We're going to catch up a yarn with media manager Gavin Broomhead on the line. Gavin, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trev. Good morning, listeners.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So watch this space, and the space is looking good regarding the new Horn Island store.
Yeah, look, I think we're pretty excited by what's happening on Horn Island. They've obviously had a store, provided remote store service there for a number of years, and the current store has done a great job. Obviously, it's been around for a long time. It's been a real lifeblood for the community. But the time's come, I think, made the decision that it was time for an upgrade. So, construction began in December with just the usual ground clearance and slab pouring on the new site. So the existing store is still trading, obviously.
But, I was just going to ask you that question. So you still have a store that's operating for the for the peoples?
Yeah, absolutely. So the store's currently, the current store's still operating, but we're looking to transition over around mid-year, as you said earlier. We're looking, just for the listeners out there, just some of the improvements. Current trading area for the current store is around 85 square metres. Just with the current store is really widely used, so we've increased that trading area. It's going to go up to 390 square metres, so it's going to be about four times bigger in size.
Good.
Which is great. We can stock more things. So with that, obviously, increased storage capacity, we'll have extra chiller spaces, more space for freezer goods, but obviously more space for what we're really passionate about, which is obviously that healthy fruit and veg as well. So that we sort of extended displays for those as well, and just a more expanded range of goods that's going to be available to Horn Island residents here.
Well, like for any store in our communities, it's great to run down and get the bread, paper, and the milk, so to speak. But it's also a good place, a meeting place for catching up with mob and families.
Oh, 100%, Trevor. Yeah, it's a really community hub. And what we try to work as is, we run 27 stores around the Torres Strait and Cape, and we find that each of the stores on all the islands and all the Cape communities, they're a real hub for where there's activity, there's a meeting place, as you say. It's where people come to meet and obviously not only buy their goods for the week and do their shopping, but also to catch up with, have a yarn with some of the people that might not have seen for a while. So, look, it's exciting. We've designed the new store in a really traditional, the architects have done a great job, actually. They've done a new build design, which really, we think, captures the essence of the Torres Strait. It's got the blues and greens.
Yes, obviously. The colour work of the flag. Yes, fantastic.
Yeah, the colours are there. We've got the actual roof is done in a sort of wavy style, so obviously to encapsulate and trying to capture that sort of seafaring, the passion for the ocean that Torres Strait Island communities have. So, I think it'll be really well welcomed. And obviously, Horn Island's one of those hubs for the Torres Strait.
Exactly.
We've got the airport there and everything, so there's going to be a lot of traffic through there. There's going to be a lot of people using it. I think it's going to be a real centrepiece of the island, yeah.
And I think you'd confirm also IBIS is a very good organisation that employs First Nation people as well.
Oh, 100%. So, our unemployment rate is extremely high for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, so we definitely look after First Nations folk and make sure that we train them up, keep them local, and give job opportunities. We've just had our awards at the end of last year, where we flew down a whole heap of people from across the island in Cape and handed out awards to things like store managers of the year, trainees of the year, and they're all local people. They're all Indigenous people who are making really great strides in their careers that we can give them opportunities to. So we're very passionate about that as well.
Fantastic, Gavin. Sounds like a beautiful team effort. Congratulations there. We'll be watching carefully. Mid-2020, store be up and running and drop in there and grab a cold drink and a nice piece of fruit. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. absolutely, Trevor. And just for some of the other listeners as well, we haven't put out the news yet, but if your listeners will give you a scoop, we've got some new stores being worked on as well at Darmy Island and up there at Yam Island as well. So that's coming later this year, so we'll keep you posted on that.
Expansion, fantastic. All the best to you, Gavin, to you and your deadly team, and keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Yeah, lovely. Thanks for your time, and good day to all the listeners out there. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Gavin. Bye-bye. So his name is Gavin Broomhead, and he's the media manager and for Ibis and the new Horn Island store taking shape ahead of mid-year opening. So, look, congratulations there to the mob at Horn Island, Torres Straits, and also expansion going out to Yam Island as well as Arab Dunley Island, pumping up that way too deadly. And it's great to have Ibis store, but also talking about healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and talking quality fruits and vegetables as well as healthy food options, which is very important for our mob. Too deadly, have your say. Yana Strong, add to the conversation. Yana with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the Aboriginal Torres Strait radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, that's National Indigenous Radio Service. So we go across the country, you can have your say on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
Why do you want?
to Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Yana with the bully one, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Service. Give us a call on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up now with a very positive brother. We're talking cowboy, Bram Collins from Success With Attitude. BC.
Trevor Tim, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, my brother. Good to hear your voice, brother. Sound like you got a snorkel in your mouth on the table ends there.
Yeah, look, I was just wondering what I thought I must have put you off or something. You haven't spoken to me for a long time.
You didn't have to go on air and make that statement, brother, you know?
Gee,
I mean, building bridges, building friendships.
It must be a slow day for news if they're calling me, eh?
Yeah, but you know, the news starts good morning, last good thing they tell you.
yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And you're right, I'm up here on the tablelands, and we got a bit of liquid sunshine here today.
Liquid sunshine, yes.
Yeah. So we country people, we people from the bush, you know, never whinge about the rain. And you always hear people complain about the rain. The weather does not care what your opinion is.
Thank you. That's right. Care factor zero.
We're a bit the same, you see. It's liquid sunshine up here. I'm just looking at Lake Tinaroo, and it's slowly starting to fill up, which is beautiful.
Good, fantastic. So you're based up at Yungaburra, aren't you?
Yeah, Yungaburra, 800 metres above sea level here. It's just a little bit closer to if this ain't heaven, Trevor, it's in this postcode, I'm telling you.
In the same postcode. Look, that's fantastic, brother, you know. And look, it just as a positive man, you are a motivational speaker. It's just a decision, isn't it? No matter what's going on in your life, the glass of water is half full.
That's right, because, you know, you don't have to look too far to see someone doing it tougher than you.
True.
And, you know, as you know, I don't like to sort of embed myself too much in the negative circle that, you know, like you said, some people wake up in the morning and the first thing they hear is the news, and that goes on and on and on all day. And subconsciously that sets you up for how you're going to respond to your day. And unfortunately, that tends to be pretty negative.
Sure, exactly.
So, you know, what you need to do, or what we certainly recommend, is that you take control of how you feel and shut those negative influences out of your life. And, you know, look for the good in every situation and in every person. And if you find it, tell them.
Mm.
And there's one thing for sure, is you'll spread a bit of magic with them. If you say something nice, they'll be suspicious at first.
That's right.
They wonder what you want. But
we live in a negative world. How can you mean nice to me? What's going on here?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Can I borrow 50? You know how it goes.
That's right, brother. No, that yarn. That's too deadly, brother. That's too deadly. So, listen, you also, the other hat you wear, Undara, the tourist industry game.
Yes.
Look, let the people know about Undara, but also I want to know how you're travelling in the tourist industry with this onslaught of the coronavirus and bushfires, and how's it affecting you as a man in business in the tourist industry?
Oh, look, there's no doubt that the North Australian tourism industry is going to do it tough, but particularly this year. But, you know, we are a resilient bunch, and everything works in a big circle, in a big cycle. You know, droughts come and droughts go, floods come, floods go, fires come, fires go. And hopefully we learn as we go, because... you know, when I was a kid, funny you mentioned bushfires, because when I was a kid, I grew up in a cattle property, and I remember lots of Indigenous people on the property as a very young child.
Mm.
And I remember as soon
all
as
the uncles,
rain, all the uncles and aunties, and hello to them that are listening, because there are a few that tune in every day to BBM, I know. Just after rain, the wet season every year, we'd jump on a horse or in the back of a Toyota, and we'd be given a whole carton of matches, and we'd just drive around flicking matches out and doing, you know, mosaic burning like the old people used to do way back.
Yep.
And that's how we used to manage our country, and you never, ever, ever, ever had big bushfires.
So you had great teachings from great masters, so to speak. First Nation people, brother.
You know, Yeah, that's right. And you know, when the original people, the traditional owners were out there, they were burning, they knew the cycles. Their calendar was very different to the modern day calendar. And I think what's happened is, over time, lots of inexperienced people get a say in how these natural areas are managed, and we've gone away from the traditional ways, and now the piper's coming home to roost. You know, the chickens are coming home to roost because we're not managing the country properly, and you know, we lost a beautiful natural area out near Undara called the 40 Mile Scrub National Park. It was very, very unique. There was vegetation there that could be traced back to the days of Gondwana. You know, 50 million years ago, when Australia was part of the supercontinent, and there were species of vegetation there that were only found in that local area and on the island of Madagascar off the coast of Africa. And a big bushfire got into the 40 Mile Scrub in October, and it's gone.
Is that gone forever? Seedlings?
Gone. Totally gone. And the thing is, you know, my uncles and aunts are in their 70s, nearly in their 80s. Never in their life have they ever seen that occurrence. And something that was so special and so unique in the world is now destroyed. I drove through that national park just recently, and there's not a green shoot on anything.
If you're saying if we were to use the traditional ways of looking after country, that wouldn't have happened, Bram.
No, it wouldn't have. No, it wouldn't have. And you know, the community need to have a real good look, because, you know, the world, the natural world, is really, really suffering. And we need to stand up, because we're not just standing up for ourselves, we're standing up for the future and the generations to come, and we need to make some pretty decent decisions.
Sure.
And look back at how things used to be managed for eons and eons and eons.
Exactly.
And now the rapid rate of change, and you know what, it sounds like we're being negative, but we're not, we're actually being positive.
Sure.
The community know best how to manage their own local area.
Yes,
and
exactly.
That's the Indigenous people, the non-Indigenous people, we all need to come together. You know, and it's not, when you lose something like the 40 Mile Scrub National Park, it's not the government's fault. It's not the, you can't just blame national parks and say we're all there to blame. It's everybody, it's the whole community, because we didn't have a community approach to the solution. We didn't work together for a solution. And you know what?
And Mother Planet, Mother Earth is screaming out, you could say. We need to listen to the scream and act on it.
And anyone who can't see it, you know, we had biggest drought we've had in 90 years or something, the last sort of on and off 10 years in some places. And then within weeks, it's 10 foot underwater.
Yeah.
So we've gone from drought to fire, then to flood.
Now, so would global climate would come to the conversation, would it not?
Well, hey, I'm no scientist, but there's plenty of...
You're just a ringer from out back.
Yeah, that's right. There's plenty of smarter people than me, but what I can tell you is, for over 50 years, I've lived in the bush, and the bush is changing.
Sure.
And the way we interact with the bush is changing. And, you know, I can hear all the arguments, yeah, there's more people, there's this, there's that. But I tell you what, unless we stand up and start to take responsibility for our own backyard and don't leave it to Canberra or Brisbane and the southeast corner, the sooner we're going to come up with some community solutions, because they, you know, some of these bureaucracies and government agencies might say they own stuff, but you know, that's like two fleas on a dog fighting about who owns the dog.
Good analogy.
The country was there long before we got there, and it's going to be there long after, and the country don't care who owns it. It just does what it does, you know.
Exactly. And if we look after it, it'll be doing good for everybody.
And yeah, well, that's right. And my mob have been on the same block of dirt for 150 years, and I think we've learned a little bit about that block of dirt. You know what I mean?
Sure, okay, I hear you. Yeah.
We work...
Focus where you lay your hat, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're not out there saying that, you know, we got all the answers, but I think that we probably had a bit of valuable experience over that six generations that we can...
And you've got a good relationship with the Uruma mob out there, eh, brother?
Absolutely. Completely. Grew up with a lot of those people that are now, you know, stepping into management roles and making decisions for their mob, you know?
Deadly, brother. Yeah.
And, look, I don't want to be negative because it's not negative. You can be negative. You can get down, but what we've got to do...
You're talking solutions, moving forward.
We're talking solutions, and we're talking about everybody. Like, hey, I'm not the sharpest nail in the bag, but I tell you what, with a bit of experience and a few other smarter people put together,
we can make it work.
We can change the world.
Yeah, beautiful, brother, beautiful.
And you know, people like Savannah Guides are out there, and they're exactly that. You know, we're engaging local people to come together, not only to train, but to put your hand up and say, hey, I'm going to be responsible for this natural part of the world. And when visitors come through, I'll take them out and I'll tell them about it because A, I grew up here, B, I'm being trained here, and C, I continue to train and share this with other people. And, you know, you've spoken to the Gangalita Gurrawa mob out there at...
Murrindoo, all the mob out there. Yep.
And all the crew, and if they're listening, they do an awesome job out there. And we've got the Uruman people doing an awesome job at Tallaroo Hot Springs, and this is the year of Indigenous tourism. And, you know, those guys, they're all sniffing around Savannah Guides, and this is awesome. If we can
beautiful.
Get traditional owners back.
Getting it together, right, brother?
Getting it together and sharing the message and giving them solutions, not saying how bad, and... You know, Canberra hasn't got the answer. The locals have got the answer.
Yeah, love it, brother. Love where you're going with that. Look, beautiful yarn. You are a positive man, and thoughts were going negative, but it's about positive solutions moving forward. You too, Deadly Brother, got that hat on and riding that horse?
Yeah. I got more hats here than bloody Tom Old Man's World used to, brother, I'll tell you. But it's all good. Everything's good. The tourist season's going to fire up again around Easter. And as you know, we do a few music events out there.
At Unbarra.
Yep. Absolute sellout. She's completely sold out.
Is that right?
People who were lucky enough to get a ticket are going to be there enough. On the 24th, 25th, and 26th of April. And they're going to listen to some of the best musicians from around the country and probably one of the best dawn services you will ever attend because the musos get up and do a musical tribute to the diggers and there's not a dry eye in the house. It's absolutely beautiful. We raise money for Legacy and support that charity that supports so many return services families when those make the ultimate sacrifice. Legacy looks after their loved ones back home, and so we're very proud to associate ourselves with Legacy. And so, you know, we've got that festival in April, and then in October we've got a new one called the Rockabilly Rods and Rides Festival.
Rockabilly what?
Rockabilly Rods and Rides.
Rods and Rides, fishers, fishermen.
Rockabilly Rods and Rides, and so what it is, it's rockabilly music all weekend, and it's also...
Bring your rod in the back of a ute.
Classic car and bike show.
Fantastic.
Classic car and bike show. We're taking the whole show into Mount Surprise one day, so we're going to set up on the main street of Mount Surprise. The local community's going to be engaged. Going to be raising money for the kids at the school and the Rural Fire Brigade.
How long has that been running, Brent? How long has that been running for?
This is the first time. This was Year of the Outback last year, and the Queensland government had some funds available to you could apply to get new events off the ground, and so we threw an application in, and it was successful. And so
Mount Surprise is coming to life. So to speak.
Second to the fifth. The first ever Undara Outback. Rockabilly Rods and Rides. And anyone who's got a classic car, classic motorbike, you like rock and roll dancing, or you just want to have a good weekend.
Or go fishing with your rod. Come and join us, you're saying.
Yeah. Dust off the hot rod and come on out. And, you know, a classic car is any car over 20 years of age. So even if you've got a 2000 Commodore now, you've got a classic car.
That's right.
And if you've got a 25-year-old motorbike, so, you know, 1995 Honda XR, you can come out too. You've got a classic motorbike.
Beautiful. Thing. Good plug there, brother. Thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah, just deadly, bro. And, yeah, more power to you. You're doing a great job. You're the fastest. Talking
not even
let me get a word in
you're deadly, my cuss. You take care, my brother, and all the best to your beautiful family, and we'll be talking soon, Bram Collins,
and good luck to all the your dedicated listeners, and have a great day, everybody.
Too deadly. Bram Collins, motivational speaker from Success with Attitude. He's also wears the hat as the owner of Andara, a tourism operation out there at out there in the Gulf, and out there in the outback up at Tablelands. So beautiful. Check that place out. A lot of things happening here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the ball here on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking you up to 12 noon, I am, and it's 11:37. So 23 minutes. Michael Jordan, give us a call. Too deadly.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
A single flame from a foreign land, burning in the wind. Unity is what it presents for you and me.
From a southern sky to a newfound land,
it's time to celebrate. Let's join hands from across the way. Let's join hands and sing. We welcome this year of festive. Millennium is here, for we are one. One people, for we are one. Nation walking together.
Alpha, Alpha Lucky Kai Gastamka, Alpha Lucky Mani, in a brief millennium 2000. Able la mimi, netat a netat buai, Able la mimi, kemer kemer netat buai, Oka kise da game la re.
Let's join hands from across the way, let's join hands and sing. We welcome this year of Eskim. Millennium is here,
for we are one. One people, for we are one. Nation walking together.
Let's join hands from across the world. Let's join hands and sing. Walking together.
Join your hands. You may go sing and welcome. This year, millennium 2000. You may one people. You may one nation. You may go walk about together.
Let's join hands from across the way. Let's join hands and sing. We're walking together.
Say it to you. It's a story about my didgeridoo.
Yeah, story about my didgeridoo. That's Bloodwood Log there, as Alan Dargan and Michael Atherton here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn in with yours truly, the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go by NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can give us a call now to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Now, Culture is Life, in partnership with the Australian Dream Film, has launched the My Australian Dream campaign. The My Australian Dream campaign extends the impact of the Adam Goods and Stan Grant award-winning film and story, The Australian Dream. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Belinda Duarte, CEO of Culture is Life. On the line, Culture is Life. You're on the line, Belinda, there. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Trevor. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, just to let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, for sure. Look, Wotjobaluk matriarchally, but also family connections through Jajarung country. It's northwest Victoria and central Victoria.
Beautiful footprint that way. Fantastic. So Culture is Life, so in partnership with the Australian Dream Film, so My Australian Dream. And when we talk about it, we talk about, extending the impact of Adam Goods and what went down regarding the racism for that man on a football field. So, look, very important message, using film as the tool to deliver messages. So quickly add to the conversation regarding Culture's Life.
Thank you. Look, I think, some of the listeners today will be listening to this piece may have actually seen the film. It was obviously aired on the ABC last night at 8:30. The Australian Dream and the experience of Adam and the likes of a range of Aboriginal voices that really, I guess, affirmed and spoke to what actually occurred and what it meant not only for Adam and his journey and the cost of that, how much that affected us as Aboriginal people. And, from Culture's Life's perspective, in our education and advocacy work, we're really committed to partnering with the Australian Dream Team to, one, really stand with Adam based on, what he went through and the cost of that. And more importantly, to make sure that, I guess, as a community of communities, that we found a way to utilise that film so that it can actually help our mob locally and communities across the country to really think about what happened and localise the conversations, because unfortunately, Adam's workplace was a footy field.
Sure, exactly.
That's what he felt was the safest and he talks still about feeling strongly that he belonged, and thinking through that and the cost of that and how, through his experience, the damage that that caused and the hurt that that caused on his emotional and spiritual well-being was profound. And I guess in partnering with the Australian Dream and the ABC, Culture's Life was really committed to finding a way to make sure that we build an education platform that allows for the conversations to be localised in communities across the country.
Yes.
Whether that be in schools, it's an education platform that's been designed with the ABC, but led by Aboriginal people and Aboriginal educators, and but also really to be used as a tool to think about how that impacts our people
in communities
across the country. Yeah,
exactly. And as you said, it was his workplace, so to speak, on the football field. And
right.
We, in this day and age, we're talking about a protection and a safe space at work, at schools, and what have you. And how this all came about. Well, and sad that he went through that. But now he's turned it into, a tool, a vehicle to promote, stamp out racism, stamp out bullying, whatever the case may be. So a very important space and a conversation needs to be had.
Yeah, look, Culture's Life, really, our work is in backing Aboriginal-led activity for our young people in particular, and ensuring that they have that sort of support around the cultural piece in their world. We know that, unfortunately, we have some of the most horrific rates of suicide in the country, but also internationally. But we know that culture is a really important part of protecting our young people to be strong and to support their well-being in that way. So part of this work is really about making sure that those messages get out and ensuring that the 98% of the population are held to account on how we treat one another.
Exactly.
But also understand that cost of, you know, what it means for our people and the well-being. And unfortunately, we're continuing to experience some pretty terrible stuff, whether it is being, you know, bullying recently or, you know, the impact on our young people and children and where they don't feel like they've got in a space and one in which they're safe and two that they can thrive. And we're really committed to making sure that we address that through our work.
And using whatever tools available, and in this case, using film as the vehicle to deliver that message.
Yeah, and look, it's not that long ago that this has happened, you know. And you know what we all feel when we watch that, and when we are exposed to what that journey was for Adam. It triggers memories for everybody in a range of ways, but it also it breaks our heart when some of our nearest and dearest, our most you know, held and esteemed, you know, person in Adam, was really targeted, and in a way in which it cost his well-being.
Well, yeah, and his well-being, of course, and well, secondly, well, his career. But the other thing was the onslaught of abuse he got, and it's sad because the people who give abuse, they had black fellas playing in their team. So what's that saying to the brothers playing in their team, who they support? You know, go figure.
Yeah, and look, it's one of those things that Stan speaks to it, that it was people initially weren't standing up, but eventually they found their voice. And
sure.
I guess this is a reminder for us all to step up, Aboriginal or non-Aboriginal people, to step into any issues that are racist and discriminatory, because, you know, the damage done is not okay. And,
exactly.
You know, for Adam's experience, and in some ways, you know, what other stories are out there that need to be understood and to be told, so that we need to, you know, we really need to eliminate this. It's not good for anybody.
Exactly. So the film, which was the opening last night, how do people catch it again if they've missed it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, so ABC TV, they can go on to view it there and through iView. Really, in essence, the My Australian Dream campaign has been set up to hear the voices of our mob in the mix of what we've produced, but also other people's views on what their Australian dream is. We want people to, one, if they haven't got a chance to watch it, to really look at following and sharing what's on our social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.
Yes.
And just join that dialogue and join the yarn about, you know, what is your Australian dream?
Yeah,
we've got
exactly.
Education tools that people can host a screening of the film and use that screening guide to help really, again, make sure that people supported and, you know, that the proper yarns are had at different locations across the country.
Exactly, Belinda. Keep the dream alive. That's what it's all about. And as individuals...
Yeah.
Is live for the dream. The dream I hope you live is what I've always said. But thank you very much for sharing, Belinda, and all the best to you and your deadly team. Culture is alive, and that it is. And thank you very much for sharing, Belinda.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate it. And, you know, any mob out there, please do. We want to hear about what your Australian dream is.
Fantastic. You take care, my sister. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, beautiful yarn there. Belinda Duarte, her name is, CEO of Cultural is Life, and Cultural is Life in partnership with the Australian Dream Film, and has launched the My Australian Dream campaign. And there was a story about the campaign extending the impact of Adam Goods and Stan Grant award-winning film and the story of the Australian Dream. Stay tuned, you mob. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Got about 9 minutes left in the program. Want to hear what you're going to say here on National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what's good on your mom? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that track there, Wanna Go Back. Murray, Wanna Go Back Online. We're going to jump back to that deadly track there. That's Blackfire here, National Talk Black. Got a call online. We got Michelle. Michelle, good morning, sister. Hello, Michelle. You there? Michelle, leave me hanging there. Give me a call back, Michelle. Oh, hello, she there? You there?
Yeah, hang on, I've got to turn this off.
Yeah, yeah, turn that radio
off.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
how are you, Michelle?
Yeah, good, thanks, Neil. I know I haven't got cancer, but that was a big scare that I did have cancer.
Well, that's great news.
Bacterial infection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
great news.
Thanks. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Well, it's about looking after yourself, you know?
That's it. And also, I've been a nurse for X amount of years. I'm X now, but anyways...
Well, you know all about looking after yourself, don't you?
That's right. And then there's a lot of different ways that you take, you look after the diabetes properly, you survive. Like an associate of ours, she's got a diabetic pump on her leg.
Yes.
And she's had it since she's 12.
And she's 12 years old?
Around like yeah.
Okay, young
and
girl.
She just runs around like natural. She's now adult.
Okay.
Yeah, and her and her husband own a, bakery.
Here in Cairns?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
What's that place? I keep calling it Green Trees. It's
Rain Trees.
Rain Trees, yeah.
There's green trees there, Rain Trees.
Yeah. So, yeah, she had it since I said that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, there's plenty of ways to keep it under control.
Well, exactly. And look, healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and that's what we're pushing, of course, with our mob, you know. Cut out the sugar, cut out the smoking, the drinking, more exercise, too much couch, not enough ouch, you know.
Yeah, that's it. So, Bridget's always at her bakery. There's one day she's not, and that's Sunday.
Sunday.
Church day.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so.
Having time off.
Anyway, yeah, I've got to.
Of course.
7 days, 2 hours.
Exactly. Yeah.
Been there.
Fantastic. How's Greg travelling?
He's good, thanks, Jeff.
Oh, that's great. Hey, big shout out, Greg. How you going, brother? Long time no hear, used to.
Which tried ringing, but haven't been able to get on.
Yeah, we've been flat tag busy here. But good to hear your deadly voice.
Yeah. Greg said g'day.
Fantastic. Big hello to him as well. I got another caller come in, but Michelle, thank you very much for your call. Yarn up strong there. This is Michelle and Greg. Good to hear their voices. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. And we've got about 5 minutes left. We've got Selwyn. Selwyn, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. I really, I've been watching that good story last night.
Yeah.
What I want to say, brother, the treatment that was given to that 9-year-old that didn't stand for the white kid, that didn't stand for the national anthem.
Yes.
And it's pointing out to one of the kids that kicked it in the bum, you know, kicked in the backside on the way back and all of them. They punched that little 9-year-old that didn't want to get a white kid. When you look at Adam, he was very, you know, Adam was very nice about this deal.
Yes.
And I think he had a big game at Geelong, his last game. Geelong, was it?
I believe so, yes.
Geelong was the place where Nunga and Polly Farmer, I think it was Captain Lewis, but he's the one that innovated the handball, brother. Nunga Farah, brother.
Okay.
And, yeah, Polly Farmer. Anyway, brother, you know, they must tell you we're not legislative, we must be out of the Maori we are. Actually, mind you, even Charlie Perkins, when he fought for the little Fiji Indian girl not to be deported, you know, of all the people that speak against racism, one of the things they can't say to the First Nation people is go back to where you come from. So when we win against racism, it's a win for all the people that get racially bothered. So I think what I would show that we are moral guardians of the state. And when you was talking to Brandon, I was thinking about reporting the effort and all the carrying on about Hororu, and it should show the joint management of Andara. Mm. And of course, brother, Andara, it's a lava tube, eh, brother?
It is lava tube, yep. Longest lava flow in the world, yes.
Yeah, it goes way back. And I think there's a whole issue about that too, brother. And it's good with black roots and white roots can manage a place. And I love tourism, brother. I love tourism. But I don't know what's in store for the Cape or a lot of land clearing over in the Gulf, brother. I don't know. Just wait and see, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too Deadly. Someone regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You too can become a regular caller on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. But you may have to do that again tomorrow, you mob, because Murray going to sign off here. I thank you very much for your company. The National Talk Black program, 1 hour program here in Queensland, sunny North Queensland, Cairns, at the Murray Radio Station, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to news. So do add to our conversation, 1-800-422-416. Check out all our stories as well on our Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. And otherwise, text us 0457-140-550. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
On a motorbike before, so I blocked my way to get what we both wanted.